This particular scam could be very alarming because they almost make it sound like your house is going to catch on fire. And they'll tell you that your heat exchanger is stressed or scorched or burnt up. And that kind of language is nonsense. Now, I suppose once in a while, somebody might say that, and in some sense it might be true because maybe the heat exchanger has failed, but instead of getting technical, they just use stupid language like that. But by and large, when they say your heat exchanger is stressed or scorched, it's just charlatan language, because what they're often pointing to is the discoloration on some heat exchangers. So first of all, let's just explain. The heat exchanger is, if you want, you can call it the firebox. In really old furnaces, they had one big chamber that the flame burned in, and then the furnace's blower blew the air across the outside of the chamber, and then that's how you got heat into the house. And someday that chamber, or in modern furnaces, the multiple little chambers, someday one of those chambers will get a hole or a crack. And when that happens, you often end up buying a new furnace. So a lot of these guys who are on commission are just happy to find a crack in your furnace, because probably you're going to buy a new furnace to deal with the situation. And then they get their commission. But it needs to be real. So first of all, stressed, scorched, etc. isn't real. Scorched can be just the oxidation of the coating that's on the metal. A lot of these heat exchangers are aluminized steel. In other words, there's a thin coating of aluminum on the steel. Sometimes the aluminum turns a dark gray, so you see these dark gray patches, and then they'll point to that, and because it's darker, and they'll say, "Oh, it's scorched." It's like, no, that's not real. Maybe the heat exchanger is stressed, maybe it isn't, but stressed is not a diagnosis. What they need to tell you, or what you need to know for it to be a real diagnosis, is where is the hole or crack? Because that's really what matters in most situations. Now, if it's a crack on a secondary heat exchanger, I'm not going to get into all that right now, but if it's a crack on a secondary heat exchanger, they may have a hard time telling you where it is, but they'll be able to show you the drip or the evidence of the drip, because a secondary heat exchanger produces water. But in most cases, they're talking about the primary heat exchanger, and you know, a lot of furnaces don't even have secondary heat exchangers. They're talking about the primary. And when I find a crack in a primary heat exchanger, I document its location. And you should ask them to do the same. Because if it's not real, if they're just kind of exaggerating or flat-out lying, I doubt they're going to want to document the location of a crack that doesn't exist. And they might say, oh, well, we can't document its location. Well, if it's a secondary heat exchanger, maybe they can't, but there will be other physical evidence in most cases. If the secondary is failed, usually you're going to see some evidence of dripping someplace. But if it's the primary, it almost always fails in a location that you can see. Now, sometimes getting customers to see it can be difficult, but you can see it. And if you can see it, you can document it. So, you know, let's just say you have, you know, five chambers in your heat exchanger assembly, and the middle one is cracked. Well, then when I find a crack, I'll document, I might say something on the invoice like, the middle chamber on the left side, 2 inches back, 3 inches up, there's a crack. Or whatever. I mean, it doesn't have to be super precise, but that way, if somebody comes behind me as a second opinion, they can find that crack easily and confirm its look, you know, confirm that it's there. So if they say it's stressed or scorched, you might just ask, well, what does that mean? And if they don't give you more specifics, say, well, where's the hole or crack? And they say, oh, it's here, where, whatever. I say, oh, can you document that? Because they need to die. If they won't document it, then I would just send them packing. And then I guess the other exception could be, you know, like I said, on the secondary, they may not be able to show you where, but they could show you evidence. Another way of showing evidence is if you have flame distortion. In other words, you'll have three, four, five burners, however many you have, and the flames on those burners will typically look, for all intents and purposes, practically the same, like identical. And if there's a failed chamber, then what'll happen sometimes is when the blower comes on, the blower's air will blow through that cracker hole and cause that particular flame to distort or change shape. And that's very demonstrable if it's, you know, if it's bad enough. So those would be the, I guess, the three tests that I would want, is either a willingness to document its exact location, and or evidence of water damage for if it's a secondary that's failed, and or very strong evidence of flame distortion. And any of these you can document. Even the flame distortion you can document by just taking a little video. So get that documentation. If they don't want to do it, give you the documentation, then you might just be a little skeptical. Get a second opinion. And I know, if you get a second opinion, and if it turns out they were right, you've wasted the money getting the second opinion. You know, it's like they're telling you to buy a brand new furnace. And if it's not convincing, you ought to at least get a second opinion to make sure it's right.